The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie with a psychotic chainsaw-wielding father that just screams Christmas.
The movie where Randy Quaid's polyester pants seductively accentuate his giant dick.
And the movie that makes us talk about Christmas, even though it's goddamn June and fuck that... Christmas bullshit. God, it's June! It's June!
This is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, your favorite movie podcast, your favorite podcast period, I'm going to say.
Should be.
In which we break down the top 105 grossing movies of the 1980s one by one, while we get super drunk and deal with our lingering family issues.
Yeah. To be fair, we're already super drunk before we record this podcast.
Generally speaking, yes.
Yes, this is just a continuation of our drunkenness.
Right. Well, we don't want to get not drunk.
Yeah, no, don't assume, people, that we are starting off sober and then getting drunk by the end. We're already drunk now.
Yeah, it's just drunker.
Yeah, yeah, we just continue the drunkenness.
I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And I'm Emma Peterson.
Thank you for joining us once again. Today's episode, we're talking about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
1989,
starring one Chevy Chase.
All around coke-headed asshole Chevy Chase.
Yeah, everybody hates him.
Hated by Hollywood.
Yeah.
Everybody that's ever worked with him has fucking hated him.
I kind of feel like any person that Bill Murray has a problem with, so do I, even though I love Chevy Chase and have spent my entire life relating him directly to my own father.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a reason why Chevy Chase was in movies.
I mean, Chevy Chase was a huge star for like 15 years.
Yeah, he's fucking funny, but... He's Bill funny, Murray doesn't he's like charming, you. I don't want to be your friends.
He's a great on-screen presence, just from all reports. Kind of a dick.
Yeah,
Chevy Chase, if you disagree, come on this podcast.
Yeah, you got shit to say, come on the podcast.
If you want to fight. We
are. I mean, lots of great actors are dicks.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
I will fight a 75-year-old Chevy Chase right now.
Sure.
If I have
I saw him in the movie Vacation. He's a little bloated. I think we can take him between the three of us.
Yeah.
And our bloat. Between the three of us and our bloat, we could take Chevy in.
Although... I mean, I feel like if he likes drinking and being an asshole, he may just be
we're just friends.
We're just friends. Yeah.
It'll start off like we're gonna fight, and then it'll just end with all of us at a bar,
hugging, drinking, singing,
doing coke,
just yelling at random strangers that we hate them and everything about them.
Because Chevy Chase hates everybody, I think.
Yeah,
which is one of our characters.
That's pretty much us. That's pretty much us. That's what we are.
Anyway, this movie made $71.32 million.
Yeah, not too shabby.
No, this is 1989. This is like the very end of the 80s.
Third of the National Lampoon Vacation movies after the original and the European style.
Yeah. This is also like the fourth John Hughes movie.
That we've talked about on the podcast. Not overall. No. He's been many films. But yeah, this is yet another John Hughes jam.
We're like 22 in and we've had four John Hughes movies. He wrote it. He didn't direct it.
Right. Yeah, it's another one of him as a writer. Yeah, he's everywhere.
Yeah, directed by Jeremiah Chechik.
Who did not do the first two.
No.
All of them had different directors.
I mean, you can tell. Like, it is a little bit different.
Yeah.
It definitely stands...
Different
alone.
Kids,
yeah.
Different well, director, yeah.
Yeah, it's always different kids. The kids have always changed. Right?
And the directors have always changed, right? I don't think any of them have the same director.
No, yeah, you're right. I think they're all different directors. It's interesting.
John Hughes and Chevy Chase and D'Angelo, Beverly D'Angelo,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're the only consistents. Yeah. No, and of course, Randy Quaid.
And Randy Quaid, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And Catherine, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. The
she's always the same. His wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always the same actress.
Randy Quaid's wife.
Yeah, Randy Quaid's wife, yeah.
Cousin Eddie.
Right. Cousin Eddie's the best character in this fucking movie.
Brilliant character in all of the movies. Even in Vegas Vacation, which I fucking hated. I mean, he was the only reason that that movie, I even watched it all the way through.
I mean,
he took him to a buffet with blue stuff.
Yeah, remember?
That and the kid wins a car in that. And so every time I've gone to Vegas, I'm like, this is the time.
He's going to win a car.
I've been with you to Vegas, and every time I'm like, this is not the time, Eric. This is not the time.
Every time I play that fucking car fucking slot.
The reason I like Vegas Vacation is because it's like 1998 Vegas, which was like right before the really like, oh, we're going to make this upscale and all this shit. Yeah. And it was just shitty. Like,
yeah.
Seedy, shitty Vegas. And it's just like degenerate gamblers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. And that's all he was. Clark Griswold. He's a very peculiar character. Now, he's just an all-around dad. He's just your dad.
He actually loves being a dad and a husband and a family man. Like, that's his whole MO. Yeah. He loves being a family man.
He also loves hot chicks. He loves gambling.
Yeah.
He loves drinking. And he loves losing his shit over little shit.
Well, I don't think he loves losing his
shit.
He just does.
In reality, if you were Russ, your stories would be like, yeah, I remember one time... We took like this cross-country trip, and then the place was closed, right? It was funny. My dad took the guy hostage at gunpoint, and then we got to ride the rides. That was cool. And then when Christmas time came, he didn't get a bonus, so he got the chainsaw, and they cut a tree and smashed it into the neighbors, and then they kidnapped his boss.
But he got a 20% increase on his Christmas bonus.
What a crazy fucking father. When the lights wouldn't come on, he lost his fucking shit and smashed up a Santa in the front. Yeah. That sounds like the worst childhood.
And at some point during one of his...
That's why all the time the children were changing.
Right. Yeah, that's why they kept changing the children.
In reality, he'd been killing the children.
Yeah, yeah. They were replacing just like, them. Just getting new children.
Just naming them the same thing. No, you're Rusty now. Okay.
Not as good as the first Rusty.
I think it's so funny how in each movie, Rusty and Audrey always change. And then they always flip-flop age. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. I fucking love it. That's...
And then they go like different, like the European Vacation kids were really fucking ugly.
No, they were terrible.
Yeah.
They were hideous and they were way old. It's like, we're going to start over with younger.
Yeah.
That's why I was kind of surprised that it was 89 because I had completely forgotten like what the timeline of the movies were.
Rusty's 17.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, now he's a kid. Is this a flashback? Like
yeah.
Is this a prequel? Is this our first prequel? Is this the Phantom Menace
Tarantino.
Of vacation movies? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like back and forth, jumping timelines.
Yeah.
Pulp fiction.
Someone needs to re-edit the vacation movies in chronological order so we can follow this shit.
I do have to say that Beverly D'Angelo was beautiful. Like, she was actually beautiful until Vacation with... what the fuck
with
was
the new one?
The new one.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. Oh, yeah.
She looks like a melted fucking bag of potatoes. Yeah, and she's had a lot of plastic surgery.
She's a very beautiful woman.
I know.
Yeah.
They've
done that to match Chevy Chase's hideous look.
Also his plexus surgery. Because in the movie, if you notice in Vacation, the newest one, I would say it's not even a 5-second screen time for her. It's very brief. Because her face is fucked up.
It's just like the end. Yeah,
but it was even the shot with her and Clark, like there's much more of Clark than there is of her. And it's just a brief like, oh, there's mom. She's still alive. Don't forget.
Johnny Galecki, right? He's playing Russ in this.
Right.
Yeah. Who's, you know, from
Julia Lewis,
Big Bang Theory and Julia Lewis.
And
I think it's
Roseanne.
The most famous.
Of
children in the movies.
Well, besides Anthony Michael Hall or whatever the fuck that dude's name is. I mean, he's.
Yeah.
Pretty notorious for the 80s.
He had a run. He had a run for sure.
I mean, he's a creepy, gross guy.
Another guy's
but...
just on that show, so. Yeah. Right? Like, he hasn't done
and
anything
Roseanne.
Else, has he?
He was on Roseanne.
Oh, he was. He was the boyfriend,
he
right?
Was DJ's
boyfriend. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
What's her name?
Darlene. DJ?
Darlene.
Darlene's Darlene. Who's DJ?
The boy.
DJ was the son.
They're interchangeable.
He's done nothing. Yeah. So, he's gone. I mean, if Big Bang Theory had never happened, we would just be like, remember that kid from Roseanne?
That's right.
I would, and I'd be like, fuck yeah, he dated Darlene, and he was hot. I totally was down for him in Roseanne.
Yeah, he's super into comic
Big
books,
Bang,
too, and movies and shit.
No, thanks. Like, I don't like his character in Big Bang.
What was his name? What was his character's name in Roseanne?
Darlene's boyfriend.
David.
Wow. I didn't think you had that ready. I thought you were
course,
just gambling.
No, of course fucking, he fucking, yeah, he's obsessed fucking with, Roseanne. He's obsessed with Roseanne.
Okay, yeah, okay. One of my favorite shows.
Well, it's coming back. It's coming back. Be excited, I guess.
No, I'm not excited about that, but all right. It's happening like everything else.
Like
happening.
Everything else. Yeah. It's just fucking, well, I mean, this whole podcast is about a nostalgia, yeah. I guess, so we're to blame.
I saw it today, rebooting Fantastic Four again.
Of course they are.
Because I just them want rights. To make sure
gotta
that we have
them
a,
rights.
I
all right,
like,
Fox, give me a call. I'll fix it for you.
I feel like every time Halle Berry runs out of money, they're like, hey, do you guys want to make another Fantastic Four?
Why Halle Berry?
Isn't she in Fantastic Four?
No, not at all.
Jessica Alba was in the original one.
Well, you're thinking of Storm. She
yeah.
was Storm in the
oh,
X-Men.
Oh, you're thinking of Storm.
Whatever.
It's the same.
Sorry.
Thing. Oh, boy.
Anyway, I like Wolverine, and they killed him. So
many franchises.
We are going to have a long conversation.
But they, like, make movies together. Isn't there a movie where the X-Men and the fucking Fantastic Four assholes are, like...
They were supposed to tie in, yeah, because when Mark Miller was hired. But look,
I don't like Fantastic Four. That's what I'm trying to say.
No,
because the movies have all been bad.
Yeah, they've and Halle Berry can suck my
even the comic books were just kind of okay and silly.
No, well, you were gonna have a conversation too.
But I feel like the best parts of it were like Doom and the Silver Surfer.
No, Ben Grimm, dude.
Yeah, that's true. He is pretty conflicted.
Ben Grimm is the best, man.
Yeah.
He's too ugly and stupid to stay down. That's why you can never beat him.
It's never been done before.
Yeah, he's great.
Hulk. Anyway.
Better than the Hulk.
Let's
he's in control.
Christmas.
Anyways, Christmas.
All right,
Christmas,
so let's
Christmas,
bullshit
Christmas.
Let's go back to the plot of this movie.
So this plot is all about how Christmas is the worst and families
it's
are terrible.
The best and families are the worst.
Yes. It should be noted. This is the movie that shaped Christmas for Emma.
Yeah, it's my entire life is built around this movie. I'm from the minute I was, I don't well, in 1989. I was 8, so I mean like 8 months old because I'm super young and
and perk. You were born in 1990. Yeah. From the minute you were born in 1990, you saw this movie.
So I was 8, and like it became a tradition that every single time we would put up our Christmas tree, we would watch this movie. So, like
and
the Pavlovian bell. Every time I watch this movie, I want to put my like Christmas tree up like right now.
Wait, so did you see this movie in the theater?
I don't know. I was 8.
You just like consistently after.
No,
because
I mean, it was just
even like your family though. Your family
no
like, makes
to
their
this
traditions
day,
around this movie,
yeah.
Right?
To this day, like they have a plush squirrel in a tree because it's a scene in the movie where there's a live squirrel in the tree. My dad actually. So there's a scene where Clark Griswold is wearing a hockey jersey, and on the back it says Griswold. Well, a friend of mine had texted me a couple years back and said that they were in Walmart and they saw a jersey that said Griswold. So they hunted the guy down to ask him where he got it, and they tapped the guy on the shoulder, and it was my dad. And they were like, of course it's your fucking dad, because your dad is Clark Griswold. So, I mean, it's just kind of, like, completely in me that this movie is.
Veins.
Yeah, this movie is definitely in my veins.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
it really is a movie that encompasses the best and the worst of Christmas.
Mostly the worst, but yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like... John Hughes has a knack for doing like, oh, this is what you fucking feel like doing.
Sure.
Like you feel like just burning shit down and fucking tearing shit with a fucking chainsaw. Like during Christmas, you feel like doing all that shit. But in reality, you just end up like sitting around the fire and being nice.
Right.
And we all have to do that. I didn't grow up in a household like that, but you know, whatever. I myself hate Christmas, but you know.
Yeah.
Is it because you didn't have a fireplace?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only reason though, right? Is because of the lack of fireplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, my father's been locked up for 7 years. Nah, I'm just kidding. I just hate Christmas.
As you should. All right,
Christmas
so let's
awesome.
Let's go through this plot real quick. Everyone's seen this movie a million times,
and if you haven't, then I don't know why you're living.
Yeah, no, you should see this movie. Actually,
you should
it's
see
great.
This movie. So
it's fucking
it
great.
It's a great fucking movie. I really like this movie.
It opens up with an animated sequence and a theme song because
because it's 1989 and it's a family well a family ish comedy.
Yeah, I was surprised how much cursing is in this movie. I pretty much watched only the TV edits, I guess, growing up. There's a lot of cursing in this movie.
Yeah, TV edits don't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's one of three movies in that same year to open with an animated sequence. It was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids,
Oh my god, I love that movie.
Beverly Hills Troop. All three of those opened with animated sequence back in the same year, 1989.
But did they all have theme songs? That's the question.
Yes.
Okay. I have no good. Idea. Then it cuts to Kurt Russell's pickup.
Yeah. From Overboard, right?
Yeah. So the pickup
is, that Kurt was Russell my recommendation Overboard,
for the last episode. Yeah.
Weird.
Clark Griswold, Chevy Chase. You know, Chevy Chase, who famously, you know, famous voice, Chevy Chase, going back to SNL, 70s, 80s, huge star. You know, he sees them coming up and responds as Chevy Chase is wont to
well,
do.
Well, they're headed to, they want to go get a Christmas tree.
Right, they're going
to
go get
so
a Christmas tree.
So they're kind of in the middle of the country-ish.
Can you still do that?
Sure, why not?
It's 1989, I feel like you could just go out into the woods and cut a fucking tree and bring it home. I don't think you can do that now.
I don't think you're supposed to, but who's going
to
stop?
I don't even think in 1989 you were supposed to, right? I think they were supposed to go to a tree lot.
It just goes through the whole fucking, your father was a felon.
Yeah.
Was a short fuse, really fucking psychotic felon.
Yeah, who wanted Christmas to be perfect.
Yeah, he wants all vacations to be perfect, mm-hmm. so he fucking does all the illegal shit he can to make sure it happens.
Exactly.
Like a father should.
Like a father should. And they get in a little scuffle with the local hillbillies.
Yeah, with the townies.
The local Illinois hillbillies.
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's a thing.
I
don't know. I've never been to Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be.
It's a thing everywhere.
I mean,
everywhere.
It's kind of everywhere.
Why would John Hughes lie?
As soon as you get out of town, it's just nothing but hillbillies. And
toothless motherfuckers.
Everybody who doesn't live in a city.
Is a backwoods moron.
Or the upscale suburbs.
Right.
Yeah, no.
And then Clark Griswold.
If you listen to our podcast, yeah, you're all right.
No,
you're right.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Obviously,
they
you have the
internet.
So.
Wow, you can tell who the two white people from small towns are in this podcast. Anyways.
So he drives underneath the semi is the important thing because it's super cool.
Yeah, I when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, you could totally do that? You could drive under a fucking semi?
I still believe
that
to be 100% accurate and true.
You cannot. Every time that I'm next to a semi, I measure
it. Yeah, but that was a log. That was a log. You know, they were hauling logs.
It's true.
Yeah, but why would it be that high still? Like, what?
I don't fucking know, but... Raises
the center of gravity.
Maybe Clark Griswold drives a lowrider.
It was a low... It was a low station wagon, yeah.
The lowest station wagon you can get on the market.
It's just all the presents and stuff weighing it down.
Now, all the Christmas cheer.
Yeah, all the Christmas cheer, just bringing them down.
Which weighs it way down.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
Gravity is Christmas cheer times mass.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
You remember Rob Schmeigel's TV Funhouse TV
show?
Of
course, of course.
TV Funhouse.
Yeah, there's the episode where they find out that you can take Christmas cheer out of the main guy's spine. And then they shoot it up.
Are
and
you talking about Santa? His name is Santa.
No.
The main guy is in Christmas name is Santa.
I think you're thinking of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. No. With Jesus. No, Jesus is something. Jesus is Easter. No, wait, that's a bunny.
That's
never mind.
The bunny.
I don't know what Jesus is anymore.
Actually, we're really all thinking about Sam Walmart.
Sam Walton. Walton.
No, his name is Walmart.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sammy Walmart.
Everybody knows.
This has a little bit of that, too. So they go and they get the tree, and then...
Well, he forgets a chainsaw, he forgets an axe, so they literally dig
the
tree out of the ground.
Which, by the way, you're not doing
with a station wagon. No, you're not doing that with, 3 fucking feet of snow, either.
Yeah, 3 feet of snow and a fucking tiny little station wagon, no. Not happening.
Christmas, dude. Christmas.
But that Christmas cheer, Clark Griswold just rips that shit out with his bare hands.
Yeah, he digs it out.
And then as you know... If you'll allow me to reenact that scene for a moment, because I have a perfect Chevy Chase impression.
Here we go. I'm ready.
It's just, you know.
You've been on point with all your others.
I'm so good at impressions. We all know this to be a fact.
Are you ready to be transcended, audience?
So, Chevy Chase, star of stage and screen.
Hey, everybody, I just ripped this tree out of Chevy Chase.
Mr. Chase, is that you?
Hey, Francisco, it's me, Chevy Chase.
You sound like Eddie Murphy right now.
No, Eddie Murphy, that's a completely different voice. Eddie Murphy is more like this.
Hey, it's me, Eddie Murphy.
I was really hoping you were going to go super racist. Just be like, hey, yo. Or just go full on like just
little
like
blackface. Yeah, rascals. Like,
mammy.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched old school Little Rascals?
Yes, yeah. It's fucking awful.
With buckwheat and all that shit?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, there was a little character in there that was like younger than Buckwheat. His name was Cotton. And like, come on,
that's
Cotton.
Bad.
Oh my God. That's why I thought you were going to go full old school Little Rascals.
I should have gone 100% like racist.
No, you should have done like every other African-American actor and that is a male and, you know, dressed as a woman, and then we would have known that you were
serious. Should I got full Norbit
just
on
dress,
that?
Yeah, go
dress
Norbit.
Like a 60-year-old Madea. Black woman. Yeah. That's true. Teaching those young punks what's up.
I can't wait for Kevin Hart to decide that he's gonna
Jesus, yeah, that's coming.
Yeah, that's true, because like Martin did it, and of course,
yeah,
Eddie Murphy,
of course,
Tyler Perry so
has made a fucking career out of being an old black woman.
I coined it. I get like royalties on that shit.
Kevin Hart, when you decide to be an old black woman,
you owe this lady some fucking money.
Emma Peterson, write the check, motherfucker.
I witness. Well, you all heard it. All of you two people that listen to this podcast.
Hey, Erica.
Hi, David.
Hi, EG Size.
Hey, that's my name. I don't listen to this. What are you talking about? I delete this.
I don't need this.
I go
podcast.
On to my iTunes and I'm just like, nope. No.
Block.
Pass.
Strong
hard
pass.
Pass. Hard pass.
Oh my God.
I got sports podcasts to listen to.
Basketball and the such.
And such. Ball playing.
Listen to NPR.
That's right. I'm trying to learn shit.
God.
About history. So, again, the actual plot of this movie is Clark's big idea for this Christmas season is going to have the whole family over to their place.
It's not really his idea. It's just, it always happens.
Well, he plans on a Christmas vacation and then, or Christmas at his house. He wants it, but they're not really sure if both sides of parents have committed to coming. And then,
well, they
finds
also
out,
kind of hate each other and everything. Yeah.
And then he finds out that they both do decide.
Well, and they also, for some ungodly reason, they decide to come like 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
Which is just
they
ridiculous.
Like the
they're retired.
15th,
they have nothing
right?
to do.
That's true. They are like 68-year-old.
I do not care.
Yeah,
I mean, mom and dad, you're not doing that shit to me.
You get like 3 days max, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, I am not putting up with your shit. I'm not going to drive you around town and show you the sights and shit. Fuck that.
So they come super early.
This is all me.
And then the whole thing is just him dealing with his family, dealing with all of their shenanigans.
You know,
basically.
He doesn't deal with shit. He stays outside.
That's true. He actually
does.
Like
he's
a good,
hateful person.
Like a... Like all good fathers, they're like, oh, drama's happening?
Yeah,
I got work to do.
Like that, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
I got to hang up the lights.
I got man shit to do outside.
He's outside hanging up the lights. He's
terrorizing
the neighbors.
He's got a ladder, so he's clearly hard at work.
Right. So he puts up just a ridiculous amount of lights that blinds the neighborhood, causes power outages.
It's beautiful. It like, nowadays, it's a normal thing to have one house that's just way fucking over the top.
It's not one house, though. It's always like
all
a street.
Houses. Yeah.
It's like a neighborhood that all goes all in on.
Well, yeah. Didn't you see, what was that movie, Christmas with the Cranks or whatever?
No,
where...
I did
no,
not see that.
I mean,
insane.
Well, you guys are assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are very hateful people. We didn't
The last Christmas see. Movie I saw was Die Hard. So
there's no way that's true.
No, that's not.
No, you just watched this one.
Yeah. That's true.
We're
talking about Bad Santa.
Oh, yeah, but, like, there's always, like, competitions now. It's always, like, who can have the biggest, brightest house? Well, Clark Griswold had the biggest fucking brightest house.
Clark wins
for
all time.
From the very beginning,
And this is where it also, like, brings me back to my dad, because my dad is the same way. Like, he always went above anyone else on the street. One year, he made a, like, 15-foot papier-mâché Tigger with like giant packages, and Tigger was like all tangled in Christmas lights, and like packages were all in our yard. And then he made, like, every year he does this crazy extravagant thing, and like our neighbors are just like, well, I put up a wreath on my door.
Why do you go with Tigger?
I don't, because it's funny. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you could have just
had, he's like Santa. The best Winnie the Pooh character?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, Eeyore.
Eeyore's pretty cool. Eeyore. He's super depressing.
Eeyore is an asshole.
I'm going to go with Rabbit because he fucking hates everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... It...
And he has honey.
Why are you talking shit about my dad? And his creative outlets.
I mean, it's cool that he went with Tigger, but where did he go with Tigger? I was asking you a legitimate question.
Because Tigger is awesome.
That's true.
He's also lanky, and it's easier to make fucking Tigger than it is to make a goddamn rabbit.
Yeah. I mean, the wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. It does remind me a lot of the time my dad built a wall. not for Christmas, though, just because we needed a wall.
It was very rectangular. And
it reminds
wall-ish.
Me of the time that my dad made us turn off all the lights in the house in case any family came by, so they didn't know we were home and they could just keep moving.
Oh, no, man, that was my mom. See, my dad built the Tigger. My mom killed the electricity.
Man, I wish we could have done that.
Yeah, my dad did that shit all the time. He hates family. He hates all family.
My mom hates welcome. My dad's family, if that counts.
No, yeah. Yeah, I mean, my dad hates my mom's family a lot, but he also hates his own family quite a bit.
Man, I need to hang out with your dad more. He sounds like my kind of dude.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. He's actually a really funny guy. He was really funny when he was beating me senseless when I was a child. That was a real laugh riot. Yeah.
But look at you now.
Yeah. I'm an adult.
You survived.
Yeah. I have a job. I am employed. I have a savings account.
You do not. A credit card is not a savings account, sir.
I have a savings account with a tenth of what I own on my credit card. All right? That still counts.
I mean, do collectibles count as a savings account?
Yes, they're going to go up in the price.
That's funds, right?
It's
like commodities. You got to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
These commemorative JFK plates are going to skyrocket in price.
These Indian quarters will be worth so much money.
They're uncirculated. Uncirculated.
They're gold plated. They come in a case.
That guy from Law and Order sold them to me, so clearly, they're valuable. He is on law. He is a lawyer. They are not allowed to lie.
And in the same sweep, you got insulin for the diabetes you don't have.
That's true.
The diabetes.
The diabetes that I will eventually have.
Yeah. You're getting there.
I'll get there.
Drink another beer.
Drink four more beers, you say? Okay.
Pretty sure that was the exact words.
Anyway, this movie is just like a barrage of I fucking hate all the shit that comes with Christmas with I love all the shit that comes with Christmas.
Right. There are a few sweet moments. So after he sets up all the lights, there's a moment where the family leaves him stranded in the attic.
Yeah,
which is a thing that they have in Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, which I wish I had here.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's another room that goes the whole length of your fucking house.
You would just fill it with more shit.
That's true.
Yeah, like, his attic was full of shit.
Yeah.
Now, I would have, slave girls up there.
You have to get rid of your material possessions.
I'm not Buddhist, so I don't like it.
It's the only way to find inner peace, man.
No, Jesus.
Jesus didn't have shit, man. Are you kidding me? He went around in sandals. That was it.
But if I learn anything Jesus from Catholicism, is that Jesus wants me to have shit.
No, Jesus wants you to give shit to the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
That's what you should have learned from the Catholic Church. Yeah. Jesus wants the Catholic Church to have all of your gold.
Jesus wants the Pope to have all my shit.
Yeah. How's he going to afford that big hat?
I'm pretty sure he did say that.
That's a fancy hat.
It is a fancy hat.
That does not come cheap.
No.
No.
And he can't just have one hat. He's got to have a hat for formal occasions.
Yeah.
He's got 45
He's got a kicking
hats.
It hat.
He's got
He's got a pool hat, you know.
Barbecue hat.
Barbecue
probably.
Hat, of course.
He doesn't want to get his Sunday's finest with barbecue sauce.
No, no.
That would be an abomination.
Especially it's white, man. That shit is going to show
it
up.
It will never come out. It will never come out. If I learned anything about Kansas City barbecue, is that is a bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that shit on your Pope hat, and that's it. It's done.
Yeah.
Your papal hat.
That's why I wear my Pope hat so rarely.
Yeah.
Keep that shit pristine. for when I'm impersonating the Pope.
Only at weddings.
Well, and also when I'm trying to get laid.
Interesting. Interesting group of girls.
You would be amazed what girls will do for forgiveness.
Yeah, it's true.
That is true.
I was super religious there for a minute. Yeah. I would have done a lot of things.
And you did.
Shh.
Hi, anyway, Emma's parents.
So, no, they're the ones that know.
I hope you're all the other people.
It's my employer.
So, yeah, so then he gets stuck in the attic. He watches some old home videos of his own childhood and Christmas. And that's really the crux of this argument is that, like, the memories of Christmas, the idea of Christmas is this very romantic thing of, like, yeah, family and togetherness. And, yeah, but the reality of being an adult and trying to deal with all that shit is it's terrible.
Yeah, because being an adult, every time I talk to somebody after Christmas, and I'm like, how was your Christmas? And they're always like, it was okay, but the really racist side of the family showed up, and it was fucking shitty and all that stuff. But as a kid, I feel like that shit also happened.
You just didn't care. You're just like,
I remember Christmas was awesome.
Yeah, I got that new video game. That's all I remember. Yeah. I was playing Mass Effect. Who the fuck cares?
Editing that shit out.
So in this conversation, it's like, it was really great, but then Emma showed up to the party, and then it just all went downhill from there.
We just called Emma the party. No. The party showed up.
No, I was talking about me being the racist side of the family that showed up. Oh my god, you guys.
I just thought you were talking about how terrible you were.
No, I mean, also, yeah.
I just thought about how much of a drunk you were.
Also that.
Wow.
Guys, keep up.
There's a lot of ways to take that joke. Yeah, I like it. It works on a lot of levels. A
lot of ideas.
A lot of levels. Depending on
reasons
you hate Emma.
Yeah, a lot of layers here. Yeah, I don't want to go
deeper. The seven layer beam dip of fucking jokes right there.
If you ever wondered what we all think of Emma.
There it was.
Yeah. Emma thinks of herself as a horrible racist. I think of herself as like a hardcore alcoholic party animal.
Yeah, obviously.
And then Eric thinks of her as just a hard, like, fucking terrible person.
Yeah. Just a cunt bitch.
Just a cunt bitch, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. I would say none of us are wrong.
No. I nailed it.
Somewhere in between that
pretty
is the
goddamn
truth.
Accurate. Yeah, yeah.
Right in the middle.
The trifecta.
The three circles converging.
Yeah, right in the middle is Emma right there.
The yellow.
The point where they all overlap.
That is all the Emma.
I fucking hate you,
babe. It makes sense, though, now. Like, knowing you, it makes sense that Christmas Vacation is your favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Because it's all about, like, how fucking shit, how awesome, how you can pull out, like, just nice things out of the shittiness that is fucking Christmas. Yeah. And how you want that. Like, you want Cousin Eddie to show up and just fucking wreck the whole place. Cousin Eddie, by the way, the best character in this fucking movie.
That's where I'm saying, am I the Cousin Eddie of that scenario, though? Yeah. Like, because
that's
I'm
why
like,
you want to be accepted.
Oh shit, I just showed up, guys, and like,
can you guys pay for all my fucking presents, please?
I say that on a weekly basis.
I've heard you say that like the last 4 years. So I wanted some presents, but I just had my mom buy all the presents.
No, but I really do love this fucking movie.
No, yeah. It's a great.
And so great. He gets stuck in the attic. He watches the films. He gets super sentimental.
Right.
They fucking come home. They find him.
Immediately, it's back to garbage time.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But then he's all the while, he's put up, you know, 250,000 fucking twinkling lights on his house, and it hasn't worked. And then he finally gets them to work,
and
Cousin Eddie
shows
up. Yeah, and then Cousin Eddie shows up, and then the real fun begins. Because he's, and if you've seen other ones,
because Cousin Eddie's a garbage person.
Cousin Eddie is the worst.
He's the trashiest motherfucker.
Oh, he's great.
He's the most well-meaning too. Yeah. He's really optimistic about everything.
He's not well-meaning. He definitely has an angle.
For sure. There's a great line in Vegas Vacation where Clark is like, has anybody ever told you that you're bad luck, Eddie? And he's like, oh, yeah, my mom on her dying bed. But to be fair, she was like covered in burns.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's just bad luck. He's just a trashy, bad luck person.
Yeah, he's pretty terrible.
But every time shitty shit happens, like really bad stuff happens, he's just like, hey, Clark, look at the bright side.
Yeah, he's super optimistic all the time.
Yeah, because life is easy for him, I think.
Well, yeah, he's holding out for management. He's
holding out for management for the last 7 years.
He just lives like a leech.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the first vacation movie, he gets fired from the asbestos company that he works for.
Yeah.
And then so now he still hasn't worked in the 7 years since the first one to this.
Yeah, because it's 89, yeah.
Well, and then, you know, the bank came into his house. Although
that ruins our prequel theory.
That's true.
If this is actually supposed to be a prequel to the original.
Yeah, unless he just didn't work for 7 years before that either.
Before that, yeah, which is 100% possible. Yeah.
Very possible.
Yeah. So some interesting other like little tidbits. Originally, Christopher Columbus was supposed to direct this movie. He of Home Alone and
Harry Potter
fame.
Yeah.
He did not get along with Chevy Chase, said, I cannot work with this guy. And that's why he actually directed Home Alone, because he was like, I can't do this.
I can control a child.
I can, I'll work with Macaulay Culkin. He is much more professional.
Hardest working man in the 80s, Macaulay Culkin.
The other besides interesting John Candy's thing,
heart.
Yeah. John Candy's poor
cholesterol
cholesterol-filled heart.
John Candy. This is also the last movie for the voice of Betty Boop.
Oh, yeah. That was...
May Questedst?
Oh, I'm shit. Super mispronouncing that. Are you talking about...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
you know, the one that does it. Grace has...
The old aunt. Like the great aunt that's super old. And keeps using patriotic songs instead of Christmas
Grace died years ago.
And instead of saying Grace, she says the Pledge of Allegiance and all that. Yes. There's the great moment at the end where...
She's Betty Boop.
She's Betty Boop, yeah.
She's also famous for Funny Girl. She was a big part in Funny Girl. Like the old shopkeeper or some shit like that.
The Barbra Streisand movie?
No. The old like 50s Funny Girl.
And also the home that the neighbors,
Todd and Margot, the yuppie neighbors.
80s. Julie Louise Dreyfus.
Yeah, Julie Louise Dreyfus and some dude.
And some slickback, gross hair.
Some just the most like 80s douchebag looking douchebag. Yeah,
yuppie dude.
Yeah. Their house is the house from Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, it's got to be just the exteriors, right? Because the interiors were fucking terrible.
Right, no. So, because all the exteriors were shot on the Warner Brothers lot, where they shot Lethal Weapon exteriors as well, right?
Yeah. So that's the same fucking house.
Yeah, it's the same house.
Weird. And the truck from Overboard. I feel like this is a lot of connections. This is like the Disney thing where all the Disney movies are the same.
All the Pixar stuff, yeah.
No, like the Disney
movies. That's right, because Little Mermaid is supposed to connect to Frozen and all that shit.
No. Like, if you see, like, there's shots of, like, of course, like,
Where they just reuse animation?
Yeah, where they just reuse animation.
Yeah, they did that shit a lot.
Yeah, and then they do the same thing here, where they just use the same fucking house.
Sure.
In fact, there's a shot, and if you look it up, there's a shot of, in Friends, there's an episode of Friends where through the front window, you can see the Home Alone house in there for some reason, and they just use that, like, shot of that neighborhood. And it's the Home Alone house.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, because they just reuse all that shit. Yeah.
Once you have that footage, stock footage, baby.
Yeah, you can use that as much as you want, and they do. And so they use the house for Lethal Weapon and for this.
So speaking of things we can use as much as we want.
Sponsor time?
Yeah, sure. We're actually past sponsor time, but let's hit it up.
It's sponsor time. People's Choice Video for providing the movie.
Thank you, People's Choice Video. You are, as always, the best place in Southern Arizona to rent or buy videos.
Adult films,
video games, Blu-rays.
Also, cheap. If you're listening to this before July 31st, go on Tucson Weekly and vote for People's Choice Video for Best Video Store in Tucson.
That's right. Absolutely. You should do that. Follow them on Facebook. And if you're in the Southern Arizona area or you're passing through, maybe you're on vacation. You want to come and see the San Javier
mission.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Buy yourself a
raspado.
No, there's no
fry
bread.
No, there's
it's all
only fried. It's all fried.
Yeah, well, I've been on the way.
There's some stuff.
Yeah, come see that. And then stop at the video store.
Go get yourself some good Mexican food and then come to the video store. If nothing else, you can buy like some $3.
Adult films.
Well, that too. I was going to say, you know, Expendables.
They're not $3.
Jackie Chan movies. The adult films are a little more expensive. Yeah, but also, while you're in the Southern Arizona area, you should stop by any number of breweries, have yourself a beer, and with it, eat yourself some delicious Beer Geek Bakery goodies.
Yeah, that's me. So I use local beer to make baked goods. Like, I actually use the beer and the goodies, and they're delicious. I'm not sure if this will air before tomorrow.
No, it will not air before tomorrow.
Well, nice try. Anyways,
if you
follow me on Facebook or Instagram, you'll see where all my events are listed and what's upcoming and stuff. And one of the next events that I'll be doing is... Black Rock Brewery on the East Side. So Eastsiders, I don't know you, so please know me and eat my stuff. And then we can meet and be friends. But also, if you mention this podcast at one of the events, then I will give you $1 off of any goodie that you buy, any full-size goodie, not the flight Zion, that's not me. But if you come up to me and say, hey, I listen to Blockbuster Nostalgia, and I want to buy a full-size Beer Geek goodie from you, I will give you $1 off.
Look at that. Blockbuster Nostalgia paying off.
Mm-hmm. Paying off. Yeah. You're listening. You get entertainment and you get deals.
Discounts.
On
the, slashing prices.
Yeah. The very best confectionery goodies that Southern Arizona has to offer, quite frankly.
Treats. Yeah, hell yeah. Guys. So thank you to both our sponsors.
Yeah, thanks to both of our sponsors. And if you're interested in sponsoring the show, definitely hit us up. BlockbusterNostalgia@gmail.com.
All right. So... this movie also has Brian Doyle Murray in it.
Of course it does.
Well, and then the first Vacation had him in it as well. He's got like a little cameo in there somewhere, like when they're heading to Wally World in there somewhere.
Yeah, because he is the... He, in the Western town or whatever, he is... Remember, he's like the desk clerk or something.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like he's wearing like that, some weird vest and like hokey cowboy hat.
I fucking love Brian Doyle Murray. I love his voice.
Yeah, he's great. He's super great.
His voice is so good, and he's also, he plays like an upscale, CEO, like boss type of guy, and he plays the same character in Scrooged, yeah. Right?
No.
Isn't he
his boss in Scrooged? No. Not the same character, but he's, who is he in Scrooged?
He plays Bill Murray's dad when they do the flashback with the New York Dolls guy.
Yeah, you're right.
He comes home and gives him meat.
I was wrong for once.
Actually, Scrooge is a Christmas movie I like.
I was going to say that might be my recommendation.
That's a good Christmas fucking movie.
Yeah, see?
I guess I do like one Christmas movie. Nah, I like this movie too. So, where were we? Oh, yes. The cousin shows up. They go sledding. Not sledding. What would you call it? Not tubing, because they're not using tubes. They're using like
I've
a
heard
fucking
it called, like,
hubcaps.
Tobogganing?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
They slide down the fucking
yeah,
snow.
Yeah, they're doing slides and stuff. He puts some like super fucking... Well,
in Tucson, we know all about this.
Oh yeah, we know all about snow.
He puts the same varnish that he uses. This is the thing that he's created at work that makes that he had to write the thing
That's
about.
That's right.
So it's a non-lucrative cereal varnish that encapsulates the flake
it
and
captures
keeps it,
that freshness.
Yeah, and it keeps it from getting soggy. And he puts it on the
yeah, he puts it
sled.
All over it.
Yeah. I want to eat that now. and the slide goes super, super fast. It's very funny. He crashes into a lot of things and eventually
burns
into a good old Sam Walmart store.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. And anyways, a bunch of stuff. Who cares? Look,
there's a lot of funny slapstick shit that happens.
A lot of funny slapstick stuff happens.
Like Chevy Chase going through, like, just getting beat up.
Randy Quaid walks around with like a, I don't know, maybe a prosthetic, maybe his real dick, just fucking grabbing his dick constantly out of his pants.
Yeah,
he wears a lot of polyester.
Yeah, he's got like these purple polyester pants, and his dick is like wrapped around his leg, like it's fucking huge.
It is huge.
And it's. The whole thing is that, like, he's already told his kids, like,
Santa's
it seems like a con.
Real.
It's a con,
Yo,
right? The kids are in on it,
yeah,
right?
He's got a list
the kids alphabetical
are 100%
in it, right? Guys,
because the girl goes and talks to Clark about
the
how...
The kids are in.
I don't think Santa's coming. He's like, I think Santa's going to come. And then when he's talking to his wife...
Because she's like, oh, Santa's not real. And, oh, no, Santa's real. Oh, why didn't we get anything last year?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I think he'll get something this year.
The little boy talked to me about not getting Christmas presents. So they, like...
And then when he tells Quaid, like, we want to do something for the family. He's like, you don't have to. That's too much. Oh, but here's a list.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, get something for yourself.
Starting with his wife. Starting with Catherine.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a con. It really is.
No, they're that's the what worst. I'm saying is he's clearly not naive, and he's not like he's working the system, which is why he hasn't worked in 7 years.
Yeah, that's how you survive.
Right.
Yeah. It's just 7 years without
scamming
working.
People. Yeah. You scam people.
It's just hustling, man. Yeah. Hustling. Mm-hmm. That's all he's doing.
I did want to mention Chevy Chase breaks his finger during one of his outrages during this movie.
You know, when he punches a Santa.
Yeah, which is pretty
really?
Cool. Then they use that shot in the film. Yeah.
He broke his pinky.
Yeah, and that's
how?
That's
do you not know how to punch?
No, I mean this
clearly
is
clearly he did not know how to punch.
This is a long standing film tradition. Viggo Mortensen broke his toe in the second Lord of the Rings when kicking the helmet. And they use that shot as he's like screaming afterwards. It's because he broke his toe. This is a long-standing film tradition of breaking shit, getting actually injured, and using the shot.
Yeah, like
Jackie
the dude
Chan
from
also.
The Crow.
Jackie, dead. Well, yeah, they used that shot too. but Rumble in the Bronx, when he broke his foot, they used that shot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Martin Sheen punching that in Apocalypse Now, punching that mirror in Apocalypse
right?
Now,
yeah.
Cuts up his hand.
Cuts his hand to
shot.
Shit. Yeah,
yeah.
That's for real, son.
How the fuck did he break his pinky? Come on, Chevy
know.
Chase.
He just
you can't throw a punch.
Get it together, Chevy pinky. Chase.
Yeah, it's a plastic Santa. Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of like. Cocaine in the system. He hadn't slept in like 14 days, I'm sure.
He probably did not notice it was broken for
he doesn't even
three
have
weeks.
Bones. He's just...
it is just cocaine. It was just cocaine.
At this point, he depleted all his calcium.
He's just
he's
like...
more coke now, the man.
Yeah. He's held up by like a series of like bladders of hate that inflate.
Yeah.
when whatever. They engorge when they're
like,
mad.
I feel like that's my future.
No, that's your now,
that's,
brother.
Yeah, that's your present.
That's not bullshit.
If this was like a Scrooge situation, yeah. It would just show you this scene. And you'd be like, yeah, we just recorded that last night. And they would be like, you don't see a problem with this? And you'd be like, no, I had fun. What is wrong with you, man? Oh, man. I do not look forward to being visited by three ghosts.
I don't even look forward to, like, any picture ever taken of myself, much less, like, hey, let's flashback.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Fuck Facebook for doing that. Hey, you remember this 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to remember that.
Yeah, no, my fucking stupid. My cat died. It was a horrible yeah, day, yeah. And I needed social media to
oh, that's
to
right. I was
me.
At the fair. Thanks.
That's why I don't post shit.
True.
Yeah.
Except for this podcast, because it's the best.
Also true.
It is the best.
So, they eventually, it's finally the it best. Comes Christmas Eve. Oh, there's also a running bit that we should mention where good old Clark Griswold, Chevy Chase, waiting for his Christmas bonus.
Yeah, so the
Christmas
whole time,
bonus was a thing people used to get back in the 80s.
Middle management used to get Christmas bonus back then. Big
people
Christmas
in general, yeah.
Yeah. And he the whole time from the very beginning, he's like, I'm going to get a fucking... Like, this is it. I'm going to get this Christmas bonus. I'm going to get a fucking pool.
And then we find out he's already put the down payment down on this pool because they had
he,
to have
he
it
He wrote
in
a hot check because
yeah,
it was
because
the
he
80s
cannot cover
and
it.
You can write
Yeah, you could just
checks.
Do that.
Yeah,
you can just post it a check.
You could write... You could, like, survive 4 years on just shitty
That's
checks.
That's my childhood.
Then.
My mom would... We'd be at Walmart and she'd be like, don't tell your dad about this check. It's hot. Right. I'm like, yeah. The cashier can hear you.
Yeah. Well, and you'd go to, like, Circle K's and stuff and they'd be like, do not accept checks from these
people. Right, right.
Yeah.
What my
was
mom.
The only defense system?
My mom. That's why we went to 7-Eleven.
That's the only thing that stores had against you.
Like, right, yeah.
Yeah, just, like can't accept checks from this person, right. But you already screwed us once.
Yeah.
We're not going to chase you for $100 worth of fucking junk,
right?
So yeah,
I guess you got that milk, but you know, whatever.
back then you could just write fucking checks for anything and not pay them.
I remember I watched my mom do it.
Yeah,
and now we just have credit cards and we do the same
and
shit.
We do this, that's not real money. That is not real money.
Yeah, interest is not a real thing.
Yeah. I'm not paying that back. What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
Yeah.
Medical bills? Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck
Try
yourself.
Not to treat me.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing is under my name. What are you going to take?
He's an illegal. What are you going to do?
I am not here legal. I have 14 surnames and 12 social security numbers.
The lawnmower doesn't even belong to him. He's good.
No, when I go work at a fucking yard, they better have a lawnmower already. Yeah. I do not cut grass.
Full of gas. Oil and lubed, ready to go. Just like your asshole.
Again, when I get picked up.
Exactly, at the Home Depot. Trabajo.
Yeah. You better already have. I don't have a lawnmower.
No, he doesn't have
equipment. I can afford a lawnmower.
He jumps in the back of the truck.
I just get back there and I do whatever you need to do. Sometimes I put some tile down.
Sometimes he records a podcast.
Yeah, whatever you need me to do.
Oh, I did want to mention, too, we get to see. So their sleeping situation, obviously, because they have to change it up because they have a bunch of people staying at the house.
Yeah, they have like eight people.
Yeah. So the brother and sister are staying together and the sister's just disgusted by this. But also the two of the parents are staying in the twin beds where the brother obviously sleeps. For some reason, he has twin beds. I don't understand
bunk
why.
Bunk beds.
Bunk beds.
Twin bunk beds.
Yeah, exactly. Twin, yeah.
Yeah, well, because they don't sleep in the same room, right?
Right. They don't sleep in the same room, so I don't understand why he has bunk beds. But anyways.
For buddies, for sleepovers.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay, whatever. Anyways.
Russ's friends that we've seen in the movies.
That we've ever seen.
He's got no fucking friends.
Yeah, that guy, he got a bunk bed with Hope. Like, it's like the dude that gets like a vacation for 2 6 months in advance being like, I'm going to meet somebody. No, you're not, man. No, you're not.
You're taking your mom.
Yeah, you're taking your mom to that dance, to that concert,
buys
whatever.
Buys an extra ticket to class reunion.
You got two tickets to the fucking Paul McCartney. You don't have a date.
You're just going to take your friend.
Whatever. You get two steak dinners.
You're just going to Craigslist it. No.
Anyways, so the top of the bunk bed, there's a model picture up there with the grandfather's all about. But the most interesting picture is that there are two turtles clearly fucking.
Yeah, they're tortoises. They're giant tortoises.
Okay, excuse me, tortoises fucking. Yes.
Yeah.
Where would you even get a poster?
I don't even
of
know. Like
fucking?
That's
How
not.
Can, I want that.
See, because when I was a kid, remember we used to have there used to be commercials for.
Like a magazine that would teach you shit
but it
about
was
wildlife?
Like Wild Kingdom magazine
about
or whatever.
Zoo books?
Zoo books.
Fuck yeah, zoo books.
But I never, and they would have like fold out posters, kind of like Playboy, where you're like, oh snap, I got a poster
animals.
In this one. But they were animals, but we never got
they were
tortoises
never fucking,
yeah, like
they were
having
never
sex.
Fucking.
No.
I had so many zoo books. None of them featured fucking.
Zoo books were awesome.
They were the best.
Yeah, they were really fucking cool.
I learned a lot of shit about animals that I do
and
not remember.
To this day, I fucking watch Planet Earth and Planet Frozen Earth and like Planet Human Earth.
Does Planet Frozen Earth, is it just Elsa singing songs about Earth?
No.
Because that's what
about
I'm thinking
her.
About.
I don't like that movie, Frozen.
Yeah, you just pitched
I
the
think
worst
it would
fucking...
go a little something like this.
No.
Shit, gotta write a song and insert it here.
Clearly, like a high production.
Yeah, like
song.
Super fucking. I gotta find someone that can sing.
Giant orchestra.
Yeah.
Inserted right into the podcast.
Get Kirsten Bell, right?
Yeah, $142,000 worth of
just
worth
for
of production.
Just for 3 minutes of this podcast. Yeah.
Sounds like Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. All the fucking money.
Overproduced.
Yeah. Isn't that all the Pirates movies?
Yeah.
But he's at least the other ones made money.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. That's
I mean,
a good point.
They all made money, but.
Yeah, this one will make money by the end of it.
Nah.
By the end
overseas,
of it.
Man.
Thanks.
But tortoise is fucking.
Thanks,
yeah.
China. Anyways, tortoise is fucking is pretty great. Look at that. Just Google tortoise is fucking, I guess.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention because all throughout this movie, there's tiny little things.
There is a lot of
There's stupid moments where Clark is hugging his mom when the lights come on, but Beverly D'Angelo is like sandwiched between them and it's
right.
stupid.
And she's
you know?
Just like,
doesn't she look old, right? To
yeah.
The other mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots
there's
of little
all kinds
gigs.
Of tiny little
there's
things.
The bit where he takes the present to the boss, and all of them are the exact
are
same
the exact
shape.
Same present,
which
yeah.
you don't really notice
yeah.
it until you like really
Amber
pay attention.
It.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen this movie 40,000 times
yeah.
this year.
You also noticed that back in 1999, Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, so 30, they were shopping at Walmart, and there was a sign, and it was actually on special. On Walmart special,
on special
it
at
showed
Walmart.
That the Cabbage Patch Kids were $31.87, and I googled it, and now currently the Cabbage Patch dolls are only $27 at Walmart.
In 1989, I mean, adjusted for inflation,
that's like $5,378.21.
At
for
least.
One Cabbage Patch.
Rounded up 22 cents.
Yeah, if you round up, yeah.
$5,000 adjusted for inflation, but also I do want to point out you get a fucking certificate of adoption. With
it's true because
do you still
when
yeah,
when
you still
yeah you still
well live. And now they're cheap
yeah
and now they're only $27
yeah which is like $3 like more than like a Ken doll with a man bun. But
wait, so do they do that?
They do now.
Is there a thing?
They just released Ken doll with man buns.
Wow.
Yeah. But if you Mattel, I remember.
What the fuck are you
this
doing?
This is
Mattel?
My Cabbage Patch memory. So I went with my grandmother to Michael's and they had an entire fucking section of Cabbage Patch doll heads.
Just
in
heads?
Boxes.
What?
And I got to pick my Cabbage Patch doll head.
Is it like a Build-A-Bear?
Like a Build-A-Bear?
No, like my grandma made the body.
I like how we went to the exact same thing.
No, my grandma, like you pick the head and then like then my grandma. No, my grandma made the body.
They just sold the head by itself?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then like you have to
what
go through the rest
like?
Of Michael. Well, I mean it
just
looked.
Sock, right?
It was like a little lumpy, but it had a belly button.
Four socks?
And she had like five fingers and toes. Like my grandma
wow.
did a legit job. My grandma
Your
also
grandma
made me
it.
A Boy George doll when I was
God
a child.
Damn.
Yeah. With makeup and everything. It was fucking rad.
I feel like if I was a serial killer back in the 80s. I would be like, oh,
yeah.
A room full of heads I could just buy?
Yeah. True.
I'm going to hang that up for the detectives.
But I wish I knew how much.
It's going to be in your fucking your room.
Yeah.
That's
they're
hidden.
All going to be hanging from the fucking ceiling.
In your fucking evidence dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, I picked the Cabbage Patch with my likeness.
Of yeah, course. That's what we all do. It's just like every fucking BioWare game. It's like design your person. I'm like, how can I make
me.
This person look most like me?
Yeah.
Perfect.
But like they came like that, so you could pick the head and they came in like different colors and hair colors, eye colors, whatever.
Yeah, it's just a picture of a head.
Yeah.
That's
and then
bananas.
Like my grandma made the body. See, that's look, weird. There it is. Cabbage Patch head.
Yeah, no, okay, so there's a, Google it. All right, Blockheads, Google this.
I mean, don't. That'll
Original
give you nightmares.
Doll baby head Cabbage Patch.
It is just a head in a box.
And look at this, $19.99, motherfuckers, and that's current
Holy
price.
Holy shit.
My wow. grandma knew how to bargain.
That's You
yeah.
were barely Shop. Fucking 19 years old then. When you got your first Cabbage Patch.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
where oh, the turkey scene. I do want to talk about the turkey scene because this scene has stuck with me my entire life.
Yeah.
So they sit down to turkey dinner. It's Christmas Eve. They're crazy, like, great aunt and uncle who are super old and ridiculous. And he wears, like, a giant, ridiculous toupee.
Yeah, William Hickey. Hickey. William Hickey.
Yes.
He did the voice, if you remember, Nightmare Before Christmas. He's Alice. Alice is the old man in the wheelchair.
Nice.
Yeah, that's Ron Hickey. He was also, I remember him from Tales from the Dark Side. He has a story in there where the cat, he is like an old rich guy in an empty house and a black cat terrorizes him and eventually fucking kills him.
Nice.
Yeah. And
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, he did a bunch of fucking horror shit and like cool genre shit. Yeah,
nice, nice.
But he's wearing the shittiest toupee.
Yeah, the shittiest toupee. The old
Uncle
woman,
Lewis.
Again, we already talked about. She's crazy. Yeah. She's like dementia
Bethany,
and stuff.
That's
Betty
what
Boop.
It was.
Betty Boop.
Yeah.
Betty Boop. And Uncle Lewis.
Fucking putting cat litter in the
Jello. No, they wrapped their cat as a present
yeah,
and then they put
cat food
in the Jello mold.
Which Randy Quaid fucking chows that shit down. And but the turkey, so the turkey, it's good old Randy Quaid and his wife have cooked the turkey. It looks perfect.
Perfect.
It looks like just a
golden,
beautiful golden brown.
Beautiful.
He makes one, he like just barely presses the knife into it. That shit explodes. Into
like
this
deflates
into this
just cracks open into
just
a
empty
carcass.
Fucking carcass of bones.
It is a beautiful practical effect.
Oh, it's fantastic!
It is a fantastic
all this
practical
smoke
effect.
Comes
yeah,
out.
And then it just cuts to them just
and all this dust comes
crackling
out,
so on this like just bare like crunchy
jerky
skin
yeah.
like ah it's so good
yeah and it's just everybody chewing it's like a minute of everybody
yeah
like,
it's
chewing
really
hard
good physical comedy stuff all throughout that
so also how this ties into my life
because this is your life
yeah exactly yeah. My ex and my father decided to make a turkey in the fryer one year and they both got super high and forgot about it and they burnt it to a crisp, and it was exactly that, except for charred black, because it was in the
yeah,
fryer.
No, we saw the pictures. It looked like a fucking meteor out of the fucking
yeah,
sky.
It looks like
yeah,
a meteor from Joe
it did not look like
Dirt.
A chicken.
No,
I was
no, no, not
our
at
turkey
all.
Or whatever.
No.
Like, you show me that picture, I was like, what the fuck am I looking at?
Yeah, it looked like
rock.
A black
yeah.
Rock.
Yeah, it was charred rock.
Yeah,
that's
it's,
all it
it's,
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
it
you get this at, like, the fucking painted desert? Like, what the
was
petrified forest? What
was
the fuck
this
is this shit?
Moroccan desert rock?
Pompeii? Was this a Pompeii turkey?
Did you go to Pompeii? Did you steal a brick from Hadrian's Wall? What is this?
Yeah. No, it was fun. But it's a great bit. Like
it's fantastic. Really like that bit. It sticks with me a long time.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then so Clark finally gets his Christmas bonus. It turns out to be a Jelly of the Month Club.
Which again, Cousin Andy is like, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Clark.
He's a positive dude.
Well, you guys totally jumped ahead. First of all, the house gets wrecked because of the dog and the squirrel. And then
that's true.
Also, Eddie kidnaps the boss.
No, we're getting to
that.
He gets a bonus check beforehand. So
he goes on a little bit of a rampage.
He goes on a rampage with a chainsaw. He goes full on again. This is full on. Like suppressing memories style. Where you're like, my dad, he got so mad about Christmas that he got his fucking chainsaw. He cut a fucking tree out of the front yard, smashed it in.
But I feel like you tell that story as like it's a fun thing. Like, my dad, our Christmas tree got destroyed and he loved Christmas so much. He wanted us to have a great Christmas. So he actually cut down one of our own trees and brought it inside. He's such a cool dad.
It's actually the neighbor's tree.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Rabbit squirrel.
But again, your memories, he just cut down our tree.
You're looking at it
the best possible way.
Edit out the fucking
memories. Exactly. Rusty's just remembering this as a great thing his dad did instead of just a crazy fucking psychopath. But yeah, so anyways, he goes on this big rampage against his boss, and Randy Quaid decides, you know what I should do?
I'm going to kidnap that motherfucker.
I'm going to kidnap this motherfucker.
Clark says, you know what I want as a last Christmas
talk to him, exactly.
Gift.
And again, fucking Cousin Eddie being the optimistic,
he's trying to be
awesome
good. He's
guy
trying to be
is,
a guy, nice
he's
guy.
Like, he takes him to his word. He's like, I wish I could have my boss here. I'm gonna get him his fucking boss.
Yeah. I'm gonna do this for my good friend Clark Griswold.
Not only does it full on hardcore like felony kidnap him, he puts a big bow on him.
Yeah,
that's a straight up present. His boss's name is Frank Cross in this movie, which is Bill Murray's name in Scrooge.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. He said, I wish I had Frank Cross right here in my living room tonight. And that's Bill Murray's character's name in Scrooge.
I feel like we should probably fact check this, but nah. I believe Emma.
I know everything about true. Christmas. So.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you clearly do, except for the true meaning of it, you fucking harlot. Gotta get yourself right with Jesus. Anyways.
Yeah, so then they kidnap the boss.
They kidnap the boss, but then instantly they're like, you cut Christmas bonuses. That was bullshit. And he's like, you're right, it was. And that's super. That's not gonna happen. Can we just like, is that a thing now? Can I just, because here's the thing. I worked for one of the 20 biggest companies in the world for 6 years. I never got a Christmas bonus. Can I just like call up the CEO and be like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, what if you kidnap the CEO and you're like, hey,
can I just kidnap
the
CEO
bro?
And be like, what up, dude?
He's like, all right, I like the cut of your gym.
Yeah. 20% extra on top of a non-existent Christmas bonus that I never got for the last 6 years.
Also, you get to hear the phrase, cut of your gym.
Yeah, which I do
which
love.
Which you never get to fucking hear.
I do love that.
And it's fucking great. What is a gym? I don't know, but you get a cut of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the cut of your gym.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of your jib as well.
Thank you.
Sounds oddly sexual, but you know.
Oddly sexual and weird. I don't know what a fucking jib is. But that's exactly what he does with the boss.
Whatever it is, I like the cut of yours.
Yeah, he's like, all right, you kidnapping me and all that. I'm going to give you 20%.
The cops show up and go full on SWAT team, but they break in and you noticed it's a really funny bit where they say freeze and...
Beverly
just grabbing Chevy
full
Chase's
on.
Dick
mm-hmm.
the whole time.
Shit.
Just
the whole
dick.
Time.
And then she goes to shake one of the person's hands and then right back to the dick. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
It is a thing in all the movies, I think, that they have
a raunchy sex life. Yeah, this is kind of a raunchy family series. There's nudity in a lot of it, except for this one. But even this one, he's horny as shit. He's fantasizing about the chick at
Chevy
the...
Chevy Chase always fucking fantasizing about bitches.
Yeah.
He's always wanting to fuck his wife.
They fuck,
like,
they fuck in the shower once while he's filming.
European Vacation, that's when they fuck in the shower.
So there's the first one where he goes to the pool and there's the fucking naked lady.
Yeah. He's down to fuck all the time.
Oh, for sure.
And he's always fantasizing about younger chicks.
Yeah. That's what you do when you're married.
Yeah, exactly. He's super realistic. Yeah. this is what John Hughes' life was when he fucking wrote this.
Yeah.
John Hughes, this movie makes me feel like John Hughes, all he wanted to do
Was fuck just, younger
was,
chicks?
Was just fuck the fucking fuck the chick at the perfume counter and also kill his fucking family members.
Let's think about this for a moment. Let's think about the John Hughes movies we've covered. So Mr. Mom was early '80s.
Early '80s, yeah.
So he had to learn how to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
Then we get to Ferris Bueller. He learns that the kids are just taking care of themselves. Yeah. Right?
Then you go to Uncle
Buck. Then we get to Uncle Buck. And it's just about how, like, being a crazy fucking do-whatever-the-hell-you-want guy is the best.
Yeah, no, it's about, like, the kids don't really take care of themselves. They go a bit too far, and you have to ground them back up.
Sure, sure. But it's also about how, like, Uncle Buck is awesome because he doesn't give a shit about any of that crap.
That's true. He right? has no kids. He cares not about any of it.
And then we get to this, we get to the National Lampoon movies, and they're all about how Clark Griswold just wants to fuck younger women, and family is bullshit. I think we're watching...
John Hughes' married life.
Yeah, exactly.
It is clear that John Hughes is married life.
Yeah, that's all he's just realizing that it's all nonsense and garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he likes being a father, like you said. He likes being a husband, but he fucking hates everything else about it, and he wants to fuck the chick at the counter.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't have to fuck her. He never fucks her.
No. Clark Griswold never commits adultery in any of these movies. No.
Yeah. He just fantasizes
He just
about
thinks
her.
About it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Thought crime is not a thing.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. No, that's all in your head. That just happens
that's,
all the time.
Everybody has that. That's not a bad thing. That's A-okay.
Yeah, no. You would be surprised if you could jump into
That's why I am super glad that telepaths are not a thing.
Yeah,
because we're all the worst.
Fucking crazy.
We're all the worst.
Speaking of, there's this psychic at work who is a regular, like, she...
Wait, is this a real thing now?
No, this is a real thing. Oh, like, Jesus. She's a psychic at work. But she's only there, like, off and on, like, available to the guests. And she prefers, she likes her, it's like butterscotch pudding, but she wants it the way that her mom made it because she's from England. And
I feel like she's putting on that accent and it's fake.
So, mom.
But, so they were like, oh, yeah, well, okay, we'll show this bitch. So they bought snack packs and they serve it to her. And she's like, it's just like mom made it.
Oh, see, I told
but
you.
But as
I
a psychic, wouldn't she know that it's not? Yeah, no, I know. I'm like, well, one, you're an idiot.
That's
you're
why it's fucking
clearly
bullshit.
Not a psychic. And then two, like, it's a fucking
snack you're telling
pack.
Me that... A psychic isn't real? Yeah, oh, this shatters my whole worldview. Anyways.
Also, I was wrong. It's Frank Shirley. But it's still Frank.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyways.
We'll go Frank. We'll go Frank. That's cool.
Yeah, Frank, sure. End of the movie. No, it's fine. End of the movie.
He gets the bonus.
He gets the bonus.
Christmas is saved.
They
he doesn't have to kill anybody.
They blow up the Santa. It's all good, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. The movie ends with the Santa exploding and going over the moon. And it's just like a perfect ending to like the craziest fucking Christmas.
Right. And then they all sing fucking God Bless America or some shit.
No, the national anthem.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, the Rockets Red Glare or whatever the fuck it is.
Star Spangled Banner, guys.
Yeah. I don't know. And then that's it. Like, that's the best Christmas ever.
I mean, it's not Die Hard Christmas, but sure.
No, it's not Christmas Story Christmas, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, the Santa Claus starring Tim Allen Christmas, but
oh
sure.
Oh, my God.
Why would you love that? No, I love that fucking...
Fuck that
I
shit.
Love that three-part movie. Oh, my God.
The worst fucking...
The Santa Claus, the Santa Claus 2, and
right,
the Santa Claus.
Speaking of other Christmas movies, let's get to recommendations. If you like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you may also like...
Anybody? You, Emma?
Okay,
that
well,
like
I am 100% a fan of all things Christmas. Like, the minute that Back to School is done and they put Christmas shit in Michael's, I flip my fucking lid.
She really does.
So, I'm gonna go a little off kilter here, but it is one of my favorite things. It's not ABC Family anymore, but they still do it, and it's the ABC Family's 25 Days of Christmas, because those movies are the worst. I'm talking Snow Globe. We're talking Santa Baby. Christmas Holiday in Handcuffs? Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought we were doing
they're all terrible, but they're so good. I just, every year, I can't help but watch. And also the 13 Nights of Halloween. I fucking love those too.
So you're just going with like the sappiest Christmas Lifetime movies that you can.
No, not Lifetime, motherfucker. I said ABC Family.
Yeah, you're right. The sappiest ABC Family movies.
Yeah, they're fucking great.
All
25 days of them.
25 Christmas sappy.
So let me just clarify. Your recommendation is everything ABC Family plays for like all of 3
days.
Months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, after during Thanksgiving.
No, well, it starts in Halloween because it's 13. It's Jesus the 13 Christ. Nights of Halloween, then up to Halloween. So then that happens. But then on Thanksgiving, it starts the 25 days yeah, okay. of Christmas.
So your recommendation is 25 Christmas, ABC Family Christmas movies.
No, whatever it's more choose. Than that because it's 25 like days anyways. Of Christmas.
And they play them
But then also and... like Christmas Days, Christmas Story, that's a tradition too.
I
actually watched the dog show, the Westminster dog show. But...
Yeah, they're, I know the movies you're talking about. They're all garbage.
No, they're. I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying as a Christmas enthusiast that's like super hardcore, everything Christmas is fucking fantastic. And 25 days of Christmas, you can't fucking get better than that because it's 25 that. Days of fucking Christmas.
Guilty, right. guilty pleasure.
Yeah, no, that. Totally. This guilty is my pleasure. Housewives of blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this is my Kardashians. Like, give it to me.
Anyways,
your opinion doesn't count because you hate Christmas.
Well, look, we all know that the best Christmas movie is Die Hard.
Is that what you're recommending?
No, because we're going to talk about that later in the podcast. We're going to do a whole episode. And my clearest Christmas memory of watching a thing was actually the Star Wars droids cartoon that they used to play on the Sci-Fi Channel at like 6 a.m. on Christmas.
Oh, thank you for not choosing the fucking Christmas special.
No, fuck any of that shit. Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get away from Christmas. I'm going to talk about another family movie that is all about how family is the best thing, but also kind of the worst thing. And that is The Royal Tenenbaums.
That's my favorite Wes Anderson movie.
I don't know that it's my favorite. It's probably mine as well. But it's way, way up there. I'm a huge... Look, Wes Anderson's one of those filmmakers that a lot of people don't like. But if you do like him, you pretty much are in the bag for him. I'm 100% in the bag.
Yeah,
I love everything that he has ever done. And I just... I'm sold. I love the things that he does. I love the way he does them. I love the like crazy compositions, the acting, the screenplay, the metaphors, all that shit. I'm 100% on board. The uniforms, the costume designs, the music choices. I'm in. I'm 100% in. Royal Tenenbaums is really where his whole style crystallized and became what it is. Like, obviously, he had Rushmore and Bottle Rocket before that, but Royal Tenenbaums is really where it all came together. And it's all about a dysfunctional family and how they all come together and kind of reconcile, but not really, but sort of come to a point.
The subplot in the foreground.
Which is pretty much this movie, too, where Christmas Vacation is like the family kind of learns to coexist, but they don't really like each other.
No, it's just like they coexist because of Christmas.
Because they're family.
Yeah.
And that's The Royal Tenenbaums in a nutshell. And also, it's just a phenomenal film that I love a lot and has great music and great narration and just hilarious and beautiful looking. And
good choice.
It's great. Anyways.
As much as Emma likes Christmas Vacation, that's how much I love Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. So, okay, so it's up to me now. And I was going to recommend... There's a lot of Christmas shit that I could recommend. There's a lot of, like, horror Christmas movies. There's
Sure.
See No Evil.
Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, there's Santa Slay.
Yeah, Santa Slay. Nightmare Before Christmas.
And Christmas Evil. Krampus. Yeah, Christmas Evil, Krampus, you get to see two Santas get shot down in front of children.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Silent Night, Deadly Night, Killer Santa and all stuff. I was actually going to recommend Krampus because it's the same shit. It's just hating all your family, but also the Krampus comes and gets to kill your family, which is pretty cool. But I'm going to go away from Christmas and recommend another holiday movie that not a lot of people ever recommend, which is a New Year's movie. I'm going to go with Strange Days.
Oh, all right.
Because of Juliette Lewis.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, you guys never mentioned once that she was in this movie.
Yeah, she's in this movie.
We totally did.
So Strange Days happens at the end of the, like, it's a New Year's, like, jumping ahead in the future in the year 2000, but the movie was made, like, in 97. But it's like, virtual reality where you have these helmets that make you live the virtual reality world. The best part of this movie, obviously, is the sex scene with Juliette Lewis. But actually, it's Ralph Fiennes?
Right? Rafe, I believe, yes.
Ralph Fiennes gets caught up in this whole thing with this virtual reality shit, and he used to be in love with Juliette Lewis, who's now rocking a band, and then he's trying to like find out what's killing these people with this virtual reality. But it's a holiday movie that you never get New Year's holiday movies.
No, because New Year's is fucking terrible.
You get Ghostbusters 2, you get Gremlins 2, and you get Strange Days. Go with Strange Days all the way.
I mean, Gremlins 2 does have that sexy female gremlin. I don't know if you remember that.
Watch Julia Louis in Strange Days. Holy shit.
Yeah, but sexy female is
giant lip.
Is
sexy Julia Louis gremlin?
Is she a sexy?
Also, based on that, I'm gonna. I should say you should Google the fucking Key and Peele sketch about Gremlins 2. It's pretty fucking brilliant.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I will Google that.
Yeah, Google that. It's fucking amazing. Anyway, that's my recommendation.
So that's our recommendations, and that's the podcast. Next week, Ruthless People?
Yes.
God, it's so good.
Ruthless People, our favorite, Danny DeVito, coming in. Coming in hot.
I feel like this is the beginnings of Frank.
Oh, yeah.
This is the beginnings of his, like, shitty assholeness of Frank.
Also, the Penguin. Penguin was the beginning of Frank.
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, he was just so evil. Hey.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Always.
You didn't watch Batman
Wait,
Returns?
Wait, what?
You never saw Batman Returns?
No.
What?
Wow.
What?
Sorry, I grew up watching fucking National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Because there were no unicorn in it. It's because there were no Pegasi. And Batman Returns, you didn't see Batman Returns.
It's true.
Oh, ridiculous. Anyways, we'll be back next week to talk about that.
We never mentioned this, but... the audio, maybe tonight, we're
maybe
recording.
Not great. We had some noise outside.
We have a lot of outside noise this time. Yeah. Because it's so fucking hot.
Because it's so fucking hot.
That we chose the coolest room in my place, which is not that cool, but it's also closest to the windows. So maybe you heard some wooing.
Which
some
we apologize about that. But just that and only that.
And only that. Nothing
and
else.
And nothing else that we said about race or sex or anything else, quite frankly.
Still 93 degrees, guys.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Let's end this so that we can turn the fucking AC back on.
Yeah, let's wrap this up because it's like 3 a.m. and it's 94 degrees outside, and I don't know why anyone lives in Arizona.
I don't either.
But we'll be back next week, and we hope you'll join us.
In
if you have
Arizona.
Any, and please do email us, blockheads.
Like, please share.
Please like, please share. Please tell your friends. Please just berate people into liking our shit. Because they don't know. They're dumb. They're dumb people. They don't know what they like. And we're better than anything they're listening to currently. What are they listening to?
Bullshit. That's what
they're listening to. Bullshit. And fuck them.
So until then,
I'm EG Sites.
I'm Francisco Landin.
I'm Emma Peterson.
Until next week, blockheads. Good night and good journey.
We love you.